sound. Stop and think about what a world of sound we live in. Life, growth, tranquility. But wait, is this your world? Are these your sounds? I think not. I think you live in a world that sounds like this. And this. And this. It is no coincidence that the word here is inside the word heart. For sound goes directly to the soul. And we are the sum of the sounds that we hear. It's just a thought. But why not think about your world of sound today and what it's making you? Are you a dying machine? Or a living being? Go ahead. Make beautiful sounds today. If for no one else, at least remember, the auditor can always hear you.
CHIR. At 1980 on your dial with your weird and wonderful morning madman, Sonny Lamatina. And of course, later in the show, the auditor will be back. You know he will. But right now.
Appearance, manifestation, epiphany. You've been introduced to a few minutes of a typical morning on a typical small-town radio station in the typical small town of Paris, Ontario. Sounds like any other station you've ever heard, right? No? Are you sure of what you heard? Ah. But do you know what you're hearing? Well then, let me be the first to welcome you to this program of extraordinary audio amusement, marvelous mystification, scintillating speculation. A program of revelation. This program we call Epiphanies. Here I have a story for you. But first, I want you to do something for me. I want you to summon up a strange and rare power. I want you to make the sound from your radio into something that it is not. Make it fill your head.
Leap out of shadows.
Echo like thunder through the room.
Thunder, 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 thunder.
Can you do it? Can you try? If you could have any power at all, I doubt that you would choose a power over sound. But imagine what such a power could do in the privacy of your home, at school, at work. What if you could broadcast this power, make it affect hundreds, thousands? What would you do? Let me introduce you to someone who is about to encounter just such a force as I have described, and more. He's a strong, independent man with powers of his own, though they are of a more conventional nature. Joshua Bellows is his name, at 35, a moderately successful member of Parliament for Middlesex County, who, on his way to visit his constituents one fine summer morning, happened to take an unusual route through that part of Ontario which brought him within broadcast range of CHIR AM.
What was that? Did I just hear someone say good morning? Well, that was a good idea getting off the main highway. This is a part of the country I haven't seen in years. Paris is the next town, population 25,000. Now, who do I know in Paris? There's an ad for a local radio station. Can't be more than 10,000 watts. I wonder how it supports itself. Must be a skeleton staff. Let's see, sister dial 1980.
Madness! Hey, hey, we've got a winner in the Great Cheer Cheer Contest here on CHIR. Mrs. Emma Lonahan of Brewhandle Boulevard has won herself that Winnebago Dream Weekend with this wacko cheer.
C-H-I-R, in the kitchen, in the car. Of course I cheer for cheer. It's coming out of my ears.
What a cheerleader. But just because we have a winner doesn't mean you can't keep cheering me up. I can't get enough of you loony listeners.
Cheers!
You sit tight now, because I'll be back in a minute with the auditor after this public service message.
Every year, thousands of young people learn what it's like.
Sounds
to
like a fun station.
Gift.
Maybe Would this isn't such a backward town as I thought.
You're hearing. Who is going to
Paris, Ontario.
Cries of his quiet victims.
Sure ain't no Eiffel Tower here.
But they need your help.
There is, however, a radio tower.
Research and understanding.
Now I remember. Bobby Stocks is the police chief in Paris. We've met several times.
To the Canadian Hearing Society.
Yes, maybe I'll drop in on him.
555, Station Y, Toronto.
That's right. Send in those donations and remember those charity dollars are deductible. So you can tell the tax man to go, hey, speaking of the tax man, the auditor's just a few seconds away. And that's not so taxing, is it?
Tonight, at the Sonic Boom, dance the devil down with the futuristic sounds of the walls of Jericho.
I wonder who this auditor fellow is he keeps talking about. Auditor is Latin for hearer. He could be their music reviewer. I'd also mean someone who examines accounts, corrects them. Maybe the bookkeeper.
Make the trip tonight at the Sonic Boom.
Sure are a lot of ads on AM radio.
That Sonic Boom rings my bell, even at this time in the morning. It's 8:30, world, and this is Sonny Lamatina waking you, shaking you, and sending you off.
Three cheers for Sonny, my egg and bacon honey.
On CHIR 1980. And I promised, and you've been real patient. So here he is, the auditor.
Ah, so you're up. And you've swallowed your morning and climbed into your car and started the engine.
Yow! What's loud? What? This? The volume control, it doesn't affect it. I can't turn it off.
And now you're gliding along in your metal cocoon, shaking to the machine music. So scared of the sound of your own breath when it bounces off the windshield back into your face that you turn on this squawking thing you call a radio and pretend that it's real. Well, don't try turning it off now, because it is real.
This is crazy. Where's that voice coming from? It sounds like it's all around me. What's happening?
It seems like you've lost control, doesn't it? After all, if you were really in control, would you choose to roar and scream your way across the world in this creaking metal monster? Look how they run, the animals. See where they flee, the birds. Now, hear what they sound like as they travel far and fast.
It's unbelievably, horribly real.
Real movement. Real travel. Oh, but no. You don't want that. You'd rather get there like this. The auditor has spoken.
What? Oh! I was leaning on the horn.
What happened?
Everybody had a bound and battle.
It was the radio. I couldn't. Well, something's just happened. Sounds. And a voice from all around me. I must have blacked out, had a dream, or. Oh, no, I can't. I can't be losing my mind.
I know it's a bit unorthodox, but I thought I'd step in here and see how you are getting along. Joshua Bellows, now, he's not doing too well, you see, because, well, he's just not a dreamer, not a fanciful man. If he's heard a voice that filled the air and sounds that seemed to stretch for miles around him, And if he knows that these were not sounds that could have come from his little car radio and yet somehow did, well, perhaps he is mad. I guess I haven't helped too much, have I? I'll try to keep quiet next time, though I do feel responsible. After all, you are listening to
Epiphanies.
To think all it took was turning on the radio.
No, wait! What am I doing? I'll hear that voice again. What's happening to me? I feel compelled to turn that radio on, to wait patiently for his voice to tell me what to do. What's even worse, I have this urge to just forget it, to accept what I just heard and stop thinking about it. What I just heard, I got to think about it. Some creep calls himself the Auditor. Gets on the radio like some supernatural Bible thumper. Takes over my eardrums and tells me to what? Something about my car? How noisy it is. Could use a tune-up. Look at those birds over there. I wish I could hear them. Wait, I'm in Paris. This is the town. Coffee. I could use a coffee real bad. And there's a diner over there. Funny. There are so few cars. And this must be the main street. Nice, quiet town.
Are you from out of town, sir?
Yes, down here in Burford.
And you say you've got something interesting for us?
My German shepherd does an impersonation of Hitler.
Well, let's hear it.
So das ist nur durch Willow und Mechtigkeit.
Wait a minute, sir. That's your dog?
No, my German shepherd. Say something, Hans.
Sir, I have lost the sheep.
What?
Sonny Lamatina, ringing your morning bell here at 1980 with the Auditor just a few minutes away on this beautiful day. And hey, here's an idea. If you see a stranger today, treat him especially nice. I mean, who knows? He may be somebody important.
When you're strange, faces go
round. Another donut.
Coming up. Oh, g'day there, stranger. Now, what can I cook up for you? Ham and egg special?
No, thanks. Just a coffee.
Oh, then it's on the house. Are you just passing through?
Yeah. Thanks.
Now, you don't mind me saying so, but you look a mite pale around the gills. Now, I have a hangover tonic that'll do
No. I was driving into town and I turned on your local radio station.
Oh, the Auditor caught you, eh? Well, he's down on cars, you know, that's for sure. Oh, yes, they do make a racket, you know.
What? Well, how do you get around?
Where would I go? Oh, I got a pickup out back I use for deliveries, but I also got a horse and I got a bicycle and a pair of legs. It's a small town, you know. Hell, there's still a lot of cars around. It'd take a while to change that.
Yes, but...
Excuse me. The Auditor's coming up.
That's what I'm talking about, this Auditor.
And that word is savings. Okay, we're coming up to the hour, and that means time to fabricate some spine-tingling news for you. But first, I want you to stop whatever you're doing and lend your ears to your very own voice of reason. Ladies and gentlemen, the Auditor.
Perhaps there is among us a politician, someone who decides, for example, where a jet airport should go. Someone who forgets to ask the woman who lives in a community just 2 miles from that airport whether or not she wants to wake up every morning to this sound.
Now that's just awful, isn't it?
That voice. Sound. Gotta fight it.
What's the matter, fella? You a politician or something?
Can't. It can't be the radio. There must be a plane.
There must be a plane.
Hey, your coffee. Your coffee. Hey, what's the matter with you?
No plane. This can't be happening.
It's happening.
So loud. Gotta keep cool. I'll find Stocks, the police chief. He'll know what's going on. He must. Someone must know!
Hold it! Let's stop for a moment and think about this. Here we have a man, all alone in a small town that is happily in the grip of some sinister sonic sorcerer, who preaches against noise pollution on the world's noisiest AM radio station. What is happening? There can really only be one explanation. Epiphanies.
Like you've never heard it. Entertainment beyond the speed of sound. In Paris, there's only one late-night music club that breaks all barriers. Tonight, sample the sound of the sonic boom. Downstairs, 66 Dunwich.
And of course, all this week at the Sonic Boom, you can dance the devil down with the Walls of Jericho. Which reminds me of a funny Bible story.
Sorry, Sonny, but I was just making sure we could still turn you off. You see, our friend Mr. Bellows isn't quite so fortunate. Seemingly by chance, he's walked right into a world where someone else has all the controls. Someone who knows how to step inside his brain and say, "Listen." And his only hope is that maybe, just maybe, he can pull the plug. But first, he has to find it. And so, to help him do that, we introduce a couple of allies in this darkling drama. A friendly professor and the police chief of Paris.
Bobby Stocks, good to see you.
Why, it's Bellows, Joshua Bellows, distinguished young member of Parliament. I see you found your way in. Now, to what do we owe the honor of your visit in these backwoods? We're not even in your riding.
That radio, were you just listening to it?
I just turned it off. We were recording it, as a matter of fact. It was about that airport business down in... Why, isn't that strange? That was your area, wasn't it? You were involved in that... Oh, but excuse me. Let me introduce you to Professor Malleus from Western University.
Please, call me Eric.
And I'm Joshua. You must excuse my lack of composure.
You do look a little flustered. Perhaps a drink.
Yes, thanks.
As it was the first thing you mentioned, may we presume you're here because of the radio?
Yes.
The auditor, in fact?
The auditor. Those sounds.
Curious coincidence.
Hardly. Someone had to report it eventually.
But that he should arrive this morning. Right now.
Yes. Curious. Tell me, Joshua, what kind of investigation can we expect?
Oh, wait a minute. If we are talking about the same thing, then I just discovered it. By accident. And as far as I know, nobody outside of this town knows anything about it. Nobody in town seems to care. And for all I really know, I've taken some kind of dive off the deep end. I damn well hope you can tell me what's going on before that's the only option left.
Please, Joshua, sit down. It is amazing. How does he isolate us like this?
Okay, how long?
Near as I can tell, Sonny Lamantina, alias Sonny Laterna, entered this country 6 months ago.
6 months? Then surely you've had time to find out.
Now really. Listen, Joshua. You don't know what you're dealing with here. Time works against you, not for you. It's so hard to explain.
No, don't tell me. You keep forgetting about
it. That's right.
And when you do think about it, it seems trivial, perfectly ordinary.
Exactly.
And something else comes up to take your mind off it.
Sounds like you do know what's going on.
I'm finding out fast. Now tell me, why aren't you like everyone else in town? Why do you care?
That's thanks to Eric here.
Professor?
My father was an old friend of Bobby's from school days in Kitchener, and we've kept in fairly regular contact. Just last year, I got a teaching post at Western University in London, and since we were so close, I started making visits. I guess I've been up here 3 times since all this started.
The point is, he's from out of town like you. The effect is limited to Paris, and when Eric comes in, because he's free of the influence, he causes me to remember things, to start thinking about it.
But I keep my visits short. The longer you spend here, the more it affects you.
Just last month, I took a holiday in the lakes. That helped. If you stay here long enough, you'll accept it too. Take my word for it.
Okay. So what have you got on him?
Sonny? Nothing. His passport says he's an expatriate New Yorker of Latin descent. Can't get anything else.
So what's he doing here?
Big city may have been too big.
Well, what about this auditor? Has anybody seen him?
I don't know.
Bobby, tell him about what Orion saw.
Yes, of course. Funny how I'd forgotten that.
Orion?
Orion is station manager of CHIR. Audie's his first name.
Yes, I remember now. I managed to get him drunk at a city hall banquet a couple of months ago and asked him about the auditor. He went pale as the tequila bottle he was emptying. And then he leaned over and told me how he'd always wondered how Sonny did his show. It's very complex, and he thought most of it must be on tape. But there was a clause in Sonny's contract that said he must never be disturbed while on the air. They have to practically desert the station until he's off. And for some reason, Orion had never questioned that clause. It's quite unusual, no matter how good a DJ he is. But one day, curiosity got the better of him, and he went down to take a look, peeking through the little window in the studio door. He says there were no tapes on the machines, no records on the turntables, not even any ads ready to play. Just Sonny, sitting, eyes closed at the microphone, surrounded by a kind of blue haze. And all the time Orion watched, maybe 10 minutes, Sonny never moved. His lips, eyes, hands never moved. But coming from the speakers, he could hear what was going out over the air. The sounds of Sonny's voice, records, ads, bells, and of course, the auditor.
What was that?
What? What was what? Did it happen again, Eric?
Those sounds, that chuckle.
He speaks to us, Joshua. He knows what we're doing.
Yes. I understand. I've heard him. But can he hurt us? What are his intentions?
We're doing what we can to find out, but we've just started, and we've hesitated to contact any outside authority until we're sure of what's happening.
You'll have noticed all this equipment. Well, I've been doing some tape experiments on the auditor effect. The odd thing is, I just brought them down this morning to play to Bobby. In fact, we were just about to listen to them when you burst in.
Uncannily good timing.
Almost too convenient. So what have you got, Professor?
Here, for example, is my first contact with the effect. I wasn't even listening to the radio. I was making notes on my little pocket recorder for my secretary. The sound quality is poor. You'll hear my voice in the background. It's all sort of muddled.
The effects have greater reach than you can possibly imagine. And even though you may not live there, still you must answer as a human for the noise that it spreads through your world. Write City Hall today in opposition of Factory Zoning Bill 411. And stay tuned to this station to hear the results of your letters.
Also, investigate the cost of a small portable unit for this car.
The auditor told you so. And after he told you, he gave you music.
Amazing. You're sure the radio was off?
Broken.
Could the recorder have malfunctioned, been acting as a receiver?
Possible, but unlikely.
And unnecessary. This is a power over sound, not electronics.
But these tapes, is the effect always the same?
That's just it. It's totally unpredictable. Some tapes that I've taken right off the radio come out totally blank, even though I'd swear they were recording something. One tape recorded here was totally different when I listened to it in London. And each time I've listened, it's been different. Then there's the crowd tape.
Play that one.
This one doesn't just capture the sound.
It was just 2 weeks ago. The mayor had announced a heavy fare increase on the bus service. The auditor had been demanding a citywide strike, saying that he hated buses, but one bus was quieter than 20 cars. He told everyone to stay home and boycott work until the increase was taken back. Right after the announcements, the buses went haywire, making this high-pitched scream whenever the engines were turned over, and they had to be pulled out of service. The morning that Eric arrived with his equipment was the day the auditor had announced for the strike. We were sitting here in my office when we heard the crowd out in the city square.
So the town had turned out to protest?
When we looked outside, the square was empty. The city was empty. I've never experienced anything quite so...
Here it is.
Why, it's happening. That can't be the tape. It's outside the building. There's got to be a crowd out there. It's impossible. No one there. Cut it off. I'm sorry. It was like that plane. I can't have just heard that.
You did. The chief and I did a little experiment with this tape. At a prearranged time, I played the tape in my office in London, 50 miles away. I heard nothing.
And I heard what you just heard, just as clear, out in that square. Madness. And there are other things. I have a file full of reports. Here, take it with you and see if you can make any sense out of it.
This kind of power, what purpose could it have? Where can I meet this Sonny?
He has a girlfriend, but funny, now that I think of it, I don't know where she lives. I remember her name is Anne Villeneuve, but she calls herself Anisee Chambers.
How's that?
Well, it's some kind of a joke name that Sonny gave her. The C stands for Coic.
Coic? I don't understand.
That makes her full name Anechoic Chambers. Uh-huh. An anechoic chamber is a room that absorbs all sounds, has no echoes.
Oh.
It has a number of applications in physics, testing sound equipment, that kind of thing.
Anechoic Chambers, the auditor's girlfriend. You don't know where I can find her?
Well, yes, of course. At the Sonic Boom Club tonight. She works there every night after 10. I don't know why I didn't think of it earlier, but you might find Sonny there, too. From the strange reports I've been getting about that place, it's my guess that the auditor is branching out into nightclub entertainment.
We have so little to go on. Where does he really come from? So far, his intentions seem altogether altruistic. Perhaps he is some kind of messiah.
I'll spend the day in the library going over your files, Bobby, and tonight I'll go to the club, meet his girlfriend, maybe confront him. I don't really seem to have any choice.
Be careful, Joshua.
You said you were recording today's broadcast when I came in. Can we listen to that before I leave?
Certainly. I had it on this machine. We were just about to listen.
You poor, weak creatures with your silly tape tricks and empty hearts. Do you really hope to stop me?
Why? That's not... What?
No, it's not the same, is it? And it'll never be the same. Not while the auditor speaks. Come, Joshua. Come, let us raise our trumpets of war. Come and taste a power I have as yet only hinted at.
Don't tell me, I know what you're thinking. You say, if I were that dude, I'd put my hands over my ears and hightail it out of that crazy town. I mean, after all, what you can't hear can't kill you, can it? Well, this fellow Joshua Bellows may be of sound mind and sound body, but he's planning to walk right into where the sound is the thickest, right into the heart of the sonic boom. And you know where that's at? There, amongst the Epiphanies. Police Chief Stocks, you will remember, gave our friend Mr. Bellows his complete file on mysterious occurrences since the auditor arrived in sleepy Paris, Ontario. Rather than tie you with a lot of superfluous detail, we've let Joshua take it to the library and spend the afternoon quietly reading and researching. Now, as it nears closing time, he is slumped over the clippings and notes, sound asleep. Let's look inside his dreams and see just what he's learned.
To hear is to believe, is to deceive. Here and now is hearing and knowing the words to be heard, unseen, unheard of, herald of the new age of sound. This auditor, I know this man by his deeds.
I know the way he feeds.
I know the feeling, when he whispers in your ear.
Here
and now, listen to what he has done.
Item,
Paris Chronicle, January 14. Yesterday afternoon, shoppers and storekeepers downtown were pleasantly amazed when for approximately 2 hours the streets were filled with the sound of a tropical beach. Police are investigating the possibility of public mischief in the incident, but one local woman, Mrs. Irene Clare, had this to say.
I don't know who did it, and I don't care. All I know is that it sure was nice to walk down that slushy, cold winter street. And imagine I was in the Caribbean. It was like taking a holiday after lunch.
Officials still have no idea how the effect could have been so all-pervasive, but... Item. Chronicle, March 14. Miss Victoria Cullen of 143 Regis Lane says that last night she was attacked by four armed men near her home, but that they fled when the sound of police sirens was heard approaching down the adjacent street. A police spokesman said that no patrol cars were in the area at the time she mentioned, and that no report of any incident had been made prior to her call.
I'm telling you the truth. I mean, I know that they were there. They must have been.
She later admitted that she saw no police cars.
I heard them.
And that after the sound faded, she continued home without further incident. Police took descriptions of the attackers and suspects. Item. Town crier, March 28. Motorcycle gang pays quiet visit. When the Hell's Riders came into town on Saturday, nobody paid them much attention because they were so quiet. Many eyewitnesses reported that the normally raucous motorcycles were purring like scooters.
I think there was something wrong with them machines. They kept revving with them things, but they just sort of made buzzing noises, and they got off and fiddled with the motor, and they kind of looked kind of distraught.
It was actually quite funny. They lost their voices, too. They walked right up to us, and they looked like they were yelling, but you could hardly hear them. Sounded like cartoon characters.
I never saw anything so funny. All those leather and stud boys, beat red, booting it out of town with their egg beaters between their legs. Oh, really?
Item, Chronicle letter to the editor, April 4.
Did anyone else see the House of Commons telecast on TVO April Fool's Day? I don't know who's responsible, but it was great. All the voices had been overdubbed like that old Woody Allen movie. The funniest thing I've ever seen on television.
Mr. Speaker, have you heard the one about the traveling minister for urban development?
The Honourable Member from Armstrong, please swallow that kazoo.
I don't need this. I could have been a dentist.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. He could never have been a dentist. He's too long in the tube.
You can't get that.
I move that we recess until I'm re-elected.
Right. Let's go ring.
I have a new flag.
Item... Sunday Express, May 10. The sound of a roaring blaze summoned firefighters to the East Warehouse District, where they discovered a small smoldering fire in bales of building supplies. Fire Chief Daniels...
If we hadn't got there as early as we did, it would have been as bad as it sounded. As to why it sounded so bad, well, I guess maybe the auditor knows.
Item, Chronicle, May 24... A crowd of 50 gathered on Poe Street yesterday when they heard what sounded like a man trapped in the ground. As the crowd listened helplessly, the voice cried out as if in pain, begging to be free. Police and city maintenance workers arrived but could find no sewer or storm drain outlets in the vicinity, nor any evidence that there might be an underground chamber large enough to hold a man. After several hours, the voice faded.
Joshua,
wake up, please,
Joshua,
sir.
Joshua, sir.
What? It's closing time.
What? Oh, of course. Oh, I'm sorry. I fell asleep. Are you the librarian?
Yes, June Oasis.
Nice to meet you. My name's Bellows, Joshua Bellows.
I got the Joshua part.
How's that?
Well, that's what you were saying.
Oh,
Joshua.
I had quite a dream. And I'm not sure if it's over.
Do you mind if I ask you what you're studying so intently?
Yes, I'm sleeping on the job, aren't I? It's sort of a local legend in the making. You might be able to help me. I'm trying to get in touch with a woman by the name of Anna Chambers.
Funny coincidence. I know Anna. She lives in my building. Sometimes drops by for tea on her way to work. She serves tables at the Sonic Boom.
Yes, I know. Funny coincidence.
Listen, I'll give her a call. Make sure she'll drop by tonight. You clean up your papers and we'll go back to my place and have some dinner.
Oh, now, wait a
minute. I've got a crock pot full of food and no one to eat it with.
Please.
Now, no buts. Sonny told us to take care of strangers this morning, and that's just what I'm going to do.
Wonderful meal, June. That's some luck falling asleep in your library.
I don't know why I had so much food. I guess I just knew someone would come by.
Yeah, let me do the dishes.
They'll keep. Listen, how would you like to hear some music?
Great. What music do you like?
Oh, I love jazz. I just got this new Stan Getz album. Here, let me put it on, and you see if you like it.
Sounds fair.
Oh, hey, sometimes when you least expect it, a bell ringer swings into your sound system.
Wait, that's the radio.
No, it's not. That's the record. What's wrong?
Can't wait for our little rendezvous, Josh, baby, can you? Really gonna shake the club tonight, let's say. But of course, you won't be meeting with me, will you?
Well,
you'll
take it off.
Taste of...
please.
I guess you don't like jazz. Here, let me try another piece I'm sure you'll like.
No.
Me, my friend. Ear to ear with me in the den of din. I do hope you're ready.
Oh, please!
Well, I've never known Stan to get a reaction like that. I don't know what would have happened if I put on Anthony Braxton.
You don't understand. I wasn't hearing the music. It was...
Well, there's Anna. Anna, come in and meet Joshua Bellows from Ottawa. Anna Chambers.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
You two get acquainted, and I'll make some coffee.
I understand you know Sonny Lama Laterna.
Intimately. Why do you ask?
I won't be dishonest with you. I believe that Sonny has a great power, and that in the guise of the auditor, he's using that power to manipulate this town. I want to meet him, to question, to challenge that power.
But why question? Why challenge? Doesn't the auditor do good deeds? Aren't the people happy? What's power for?
I don't know. Once I thought I did, but since I've gotten here, all I know is that I must meet him, find out who or what he is.
You're going to the club tonight, aren't you?
How did you know?
It feels like a big night. It's just a feeling. His power is great, you know.
Where does he come from? What gives him this power?
I don't know anything about his past. Just as I don't remember any of my past before I met him. All I do know is that he needs me.
Needs you? In what way?
To absorb his power. When he wants to rest. He says I'm like an electrical ground, a sponge, a black hole. He says he could never have achieved his present strength without me to balance him, to be his outlet. Without me, he could never sleep. I'm like a pool of silence for him. A piece of quiet.
An anechoic chamber.
Exactly.
Do you love him?
Funny, he doesn't really seem to know me very well. It's like I've been found and used. He certainly could treat me more kindly. You look like a kindly man. You mustn't go tonight. He'll try to destroy you, and he can do it.
Thanks for the warning, but this time...
Here we are. Sorry I took so long.
Oh, that's all right. I'm afraid I have to run. There's an early show tonight. Nice to meet you, Joshua. I would like to be your friend. So stay away.
Now, what was that all about?
She doesn't think the sonic boom will be good for my health.
Well, she's right about that. From what I've heard, it's loud and smoky. Here, if you have to go, take a pair of these. My father uses them skeet shooting.
Earplugs?
They don't cut out all the sound. Just soften it. Take the edge off. They're quite comfortable.
Thank you again.
Now, let's put on some music that won't make you scream. How about some Dave Brubeck? Nobody dislikes Dave Brubeck.
No.
force like this. How can I hope to defeat such a power? Am I right? Maybe I should be fighting for him, helping him find new ways to help the world. No, that's not my idea. This is a test for him and me. Small backwater town, I have unearthed an infant god and now must worship or destroy him.
Destroy.
I fail. Tonight I will live or die in the sun.
Excuse me for a moment. I know you're very involved with Joshua and the auditor and all that, but I wanted to take a moment here to read you a little poem. It's very short. Just take a minute. You know that I don't want to interfere, but I hear by your cries that you hold your life dear, that you cower in the corners of your inner sphere and suckle the breast of the beast, inner fear. And you can't get out, and soon your shouts will be silent, for he's coming to collect the price of your neglect. He comes, and he'll take it, your inner ear. But let's not get too morbid now. After all, we haven't even reached tonight's
epiphany.
Let's take a trip. I want to show you something very strange. In the middle of this small Ontario farming town called Paris, there is a nightclub that might very well have been transported in time and space from Paris in France, sometime in its dark future. Turn left at Dunwich, down two blocks, and look on the right for the pulsing neon sign in the basement window of a solitary, shadowy stone building. Go ahead, go down the steps. No, you first. Oh, look who's just ahead of us. It's Joshua Bellows. Well, I'll leave you here with him, and I'll see you later, when it's all over.
$5.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, stop. I welcome the Sonic Boom. We're the Walls of Jericho, and we're back in just a few minutes. Yeah.
This is it. Very dark. I hope my eyes adjust soon.
May I show you to a table, sir?
Anna, good to see you. Good to hear you. Is it always this dark?
Oh, you'll get used to it. When the band's on, it's a bit brighter. Come on, I have a good seat for you.
You knew I'd come.
Did you have a choice? Do any of us have a choice? Sit here, I'll get you a drink.
Thanks. The atmosphere in here. Charged. Electric. I wonder if Sonny's here.
There you go.
What's this?
The house specialty. On the house. It's called a repercussion. Don't ask me what's in it.
Well, is that the drink?
Yes, I think it's something in the ice. It'll stop in a second. And it won't hurt you.
Can you sit down for a second?
Well, I shouldn't, but... Oh, I guess I have a break coming.
So, tell me about yourself.
No, let's talk about you. Are you married?
No. I was once. Now I just pay for it. And what else is there to say? Let's see, small town boy. Guess I was always a leader. Oh, you know the type. High school politician turned big time politician. There are thousands of us. We're generally boring, disillusioned men who thought we had something to fight for, but it just turned out to be another power trip in a world of men more powerful than ourselves. Before long, we found out it was just another job. So we sit and wait patiently for the next power tripper to come along and knock us off our little pedestals.
Like Simon. Sonny?
No. I hadn't counted on Sonny. Or the auditor.
Listen, Joshua, you're not boring. Disillusioned, sure. Who doesn't get that way? But you're also intelligent and honest. And one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Thank you for saying so.
I'm not just saying it, Joshua. Think of what you've got and all you can still do. You're so young.
Anna, what's wrong?
Something terrible's about to happen, I know it. Please go away, he's so strong. And you want to beat him.
But don't you see, suddenly here in this town, this strange bar, suddenly I have a purpose. Something somehow more meaningful than all those years of law and order.
Joshua, I want to tell you that I...
What is it? Anna, what do you hear?
He speaks to me. I must leave now. Joshua.
Anna.
Gone.
Got together up here, guys. We're gonna get it going now. Hey, hey, do not despair, folks, because the time is nigh. And I know that you're getting high. And so I want you to shut your eyes and get ready for a big surprise. Because we're the guys who can bring you down to size. We are the walls of Jericho. 2, 3, go!
Loud. Well, the crowd seems to like it that way. Guess I'll try out these earplugs. There, that's not bad. Isn't that strange? There are only three musicians up there. You can't be producing all those sounds. I know for a fact that none of them are singing.
Miss Mission Vulturist, got a new transmission. Got more power than nuclear vision. Gonna make shake the room. Gonna hear the sonic boom.
The voice is definitely familiar. You must hear.
What the hell are you here for? Have you no clue to what's in store? You represent what I abhor. I am Mr. Speaker, and you can't have the floor. You know me by another name.
The Auditor. Eyes closed, swaying to the music like plants in ocean currents. No, not all their eyes are closed. Some are looking at me. Wait. Corner, one dark-haired fellow. He's not facing the stage. His head is bowed, and isn't that a blue haze around him? Yes, it must be Sonny. Sonny! Sonny!
Stop! Now turn slowly around, and let us get a good look at you.
I can't resist that voice. And now people from the crowd grabbing my arms, turning me towards the stage. Ow! That noise! It's hurting! I want to put my hands over my ears, but I can't get my arms free. It's getting louder!
I guess this is it, Joshua. You and me at last. Now you're going to feel it. All of it. You'll be the first, you know, to test me fully. But I've been waiting for you to come, and now I'm ready for my first trial. Yes, you have power, more than you realize. But you'll need more than you have, and when you've failed, your power will be mine, and how strong I'll be. Prepare yourself for total immolation, Joshua Bellows. I will delay no further. Now, the sonic boom.
can't see anything now. Everything's gone white, except someone clinging to me.
No.
It's Anna. Is she screaming something?
No.
Oh, what does it matter? I can't stand it much longer. My brains are on fire. I must do something. I'll scream. That's it. I'll scream out with all my life. I'll scream. Throat. My head. I must live. I must live.
Just a dream.
Oh, my head. Voices. My head is filled with voices. What happened? The sonic boom.
It's all over. You don't know what happened?
The auditor, he was ripping me apart with some incredible noise, the sonic boom, and I was screaming. I thought I was going to die. You were there.
You won, Joshua. You beat him.
Beat him? But...
You were strong, and I helped. I absorbed all his power that I could take. My head hurts, too. And then there were these.
June's earplugs, of course.
You don't know how lucky you were. These may have made the difference.
But the walls!
There was quite an earthquake in Paris last night. The Sonic Boom Club was leveled. It was a miracle no one was killed. You were unconscious, but a friend and I carried you up here to my apartment.
But, Sonny, the auditor... He won't be finished with me. He'll try again, and next time he'll...
You don't understand, Joshua. It's over. You won.
Huh?
The auditor is destroyed, and Sonny is powerless.
Then the power...
is yours. You can be the auditor now. Or whatever you want. Try it. Test it.
Me? I can do those things? I could... ring like a bell? A bell? A trumpet?
Easy. You're going to have to learn to control it. I can teach you. And remember, there'll be times you'll want to be free of this power, if only for a few hours. And then, just like Sonny, you're going to need me. I'm going out to get us some breakfast. Try to relax, Joshua.
Relax? I've just been 2 earplugs away from a horrible death. And now I'm saddled with some weird power over sound that I can't control, and she wants me to relax. I've got to control it. I'll get the whole building up here. Control. Yes. Power. Yes. Yes, this is a power. And not just over sound. Over the minds that hear that sound as well. Now I understand.
had it all wrong. He was wasting it on his feeble attempts at civic improvement. Noise pollution. This is the real thing. I understand it. Because I deal with real power over people, cities, countries. Yes. I consider my political career is just beginning. I was born to this place. The power itself summoned me to be its instrument. To mold the will of the world to its needs. To feed the power. To feed the leader. To breed the people. Now the world will hear truth. As only I can create it. And they will hear. And they will listen. And they will obey my voice. One voice. My voice.
So there you are. You close the book, change the music, blow out the candle. And as your senses fade into velvet sleep, you can't help reminding yourself that it's a story. Just a story. I suppose the only remaining question is, will you remember that when the dreams come? This story was realized with the assistance of Jim Bradford as Joshua Bellows.
Joshua Bellows, distinguished.
Gary Page as Sonny and the Auditor. Anna McCormick as Anna Coic Chambers. Bernie McManus as Bobby Scott.
Good to see you.
John Nolan as Professor Marius.
Please, call me in.
Shelley Hartman as June Oasis.
I love jazz.
And your humble announcer, myself, Bruce Feather. Charles Fairfield wrote and performed the music, as well as engineered the production in the superlative Passport Recording Facilities, Hull, Quebec. Epiphanies was written and produced by Jeff Green for
Stranger Media. To find out more about the works of Jeff Green, go to strangermedia.com.